Chapter 32. Morning sunlight flooded the copse in the still green depths of northeast mossflower. Dewdrops hung heavy and bright on leaf and petal, plentiful as the tears shed by the former bosun of Pearl Queen, Blaggett. Exhausted after a night-time flight through dense woodland, Slipper dozed a scarce hour when he was awakened by the sobs of his companion. Red-eyed and irate, the sea rat captain picked up the stolen badger chalice and snarled.
You keep snotting and slobbering like that, and you'll rot your eyes. Now stow that whinging, do you?
Blaggett did not even try. His whole body shook as more tears poured forth.
What did you kill the old badger for, Captain? She never did us any real harm. You shouldn't have slayed her.
Slip trampled the grass in a circle around Blaggett, speaking through clenched teeth.
I killed her because she was trying to kill me. Can't you get that through your thick head? Anyhow, she needed killing, treating me like some kind of wet-eared galley slave. Look, what you gonna do? Sit round here crying until they catches up with us? Come on, stupid, we got travelling to do.
Slip punctuated his words with the usual kicks at Blaggett. He sat unmoved, head in paws, still heaving with grief.
If I travel for the rest of me days, it'd still be with me, Cap'n. That poor creature lying stabbed to the heart, the little and screaming. And old blind Simeon wondering what was going on. You go without me, Cap'n. I'm no good to no beast anymore.
Slip seized Blaggett roughly and pulled him upright. He began shaking him furiously.
Listen, dead brains, I'm still the captain round here, and if I says you're going, then go you will.
No sooner had Slip released him than Blaggett slumped down and continued weeping. The sea rat captain's rage knew no bounds. He stormed about the copse, destroying flowers and tearing at the foliage as he gave vent to his anger. Blaggett carried on as if unaware of it all.
They were good and decent creatures at the Abbey. I could have been one too in time. Though a sea rat can't change his colours, they say, and maybe that's true. If we'd never stopped at Redwall, every beast would still be living here, peaceful and happy. There's no place for bad ones such as us.
Slip could stand no more. Snatching up a thick branch of dead wood, he laid into Blaggett.
Up on your paws, oaf! Leave the thinking to me! I'm the captain, and you're the fool! Come on, get up, you blithering, empty-headed, no-account, washed-up-gobbet of flotsam!
Blaggett got up. He came at Slip with a strange light in his tear-stained eyes, paws outstretched, and teeth bared, regardless of the blows that were being rained upon him. Slip began backing away. The branch broke as he slashed and struck at Blaggett's head and body. Slip tripped and fell, and Blaggett was on him, his paws tight about the captain's neck. The broken branch fell from Slip's nerveless grasp as Blaggett's vice-like grip tightened. They lay face to face, the sea rat bosun's voice coming in gasps as he shook Slip like a rag doll.
Fool! You're right, Captain. I was a fool, an oaf, an idiot, and all those other names you call me. That's because I took up with you, Captain. You're bad right through. You'll never change. That's why I've got to do this. Sorry, Captain.